北京市西城区2015年初三英语一模听力测试现在开始。一，听对话，从下面各题所给的 ABC 三幅图片中选择与对话内容相符的图片，每段对话你将听两遍。
Number one. What does your uncle do?
He's a cook.
What does your uncle do?
He's a cook. Number two. Can you please turn down the TV?
I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was so loud.
Can you please turn down the TV?
I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was so loud. Number three. Excuse me, how much is the watch?
$99.
Excuse me, how much is the watch?
$99. Number four. What do you think of the concert?
Oh, it's nice.
What do you think of the concert?
Oh, it's nice.
Number five. You can't swim here. The sign says no swimming.
Oh, dear. Thanks for telling me.
You can't swim here. The sign says no swimming.
Oh dear. Thanks for telling me.
Two. 听对话或独白。根据对话或独白内容，从下面各题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选择最佳选项，每段对话或独白你将听两遍。请听一段对话，完成第六至第七小题。
What's the matter with you?
I've got a fever and I cough a lot.
How did that happen?
It was raining yesterday afternoon. I didn't take an umbrella with me, so I got wet.
Nothing serious, just a cold. Take this medicine 3 times a day and have a good rest. What's the matter with you?
I've got a fever and I cough a lot.
How did that happen?
It was raining yesterday afternoon. I didn't take an umbrella with me, so I got wet.
Nothing serious, just a cold. Take this medicine 3 times a day and have a good rest.
Please listen to a dialogue. Complete the 8th to 9th questions.
Are you going to Helen's birthday party on Friday evening?
I wouldn't miss it for the world. It's sure to be fun. She's invited a lot of friends.
Are you taking anything?
I'll take a bottle of wine.
That's a good idea. She has bought plenty of food and drinks. It's going to be a noisy party. I hope her neighbors don't mind too much.Are you going to Helen's birthday party on Friday evening?
I wouldn't miss it for the world. It's sure to be fun. She's invited a lot of friends.
Are you taking anything?
I'll take a bottle of wine.
That's a good idea. She has bought plenty of food and drinks. It's going to be a noisy party. I hope her neighbors don't mind too much.
请听一段对话，完成第十至第十一小题。
What a wonderful dinner.
Thank you. I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
The dishes you prepared were really tasty. Have you taken cooking lessons?
No. My mother was a cook in one of the biggest restaurants in the city. I learned cooking from her.
Does your father cook too?
Yes. My mother cooked almost all the time during working hours in the restaurant. When she came home after work, she really didn't want to cook, so it was my father who usually cooked at home.
I'd love to be able to cook, but I don't know how. You know, my husband is very busy with his work, so he usually orders takeout to save time. But I've gotten bored with the food.
I can teach you how to cook some simple dishes if you like.
That would be great. What a wonderful dinner.
Thank you. I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
The dishes you prepared were really tasty. Have you taken cooking lessons?
No. My mother was a good cook in one of the biggest restaurants in the city. I learned cooking from her.
Does your father cook too?
Yes. My mother cooked almost all the time during working hours in the restaurant. When she came home after work, she really didn't want to cook, so it was my father who usually cooked at home.
I'd love to be able to cook, but I don't know how. You know, my husband is very busy with his work, so he usually orders takeout to save time. But I've gotten bored with the food.
I can teach you how to cook some simple dishes if you like.
That would be great.
This is beautiful. What is it? Why do you put it on the window?
This is a paper cut. According to Chinese traditional custom, we like decorating our homes with paper cuts on Spring Festival.
Oh, I see. Where did you buy it? I want one too.
An old lady living in the neighborhood gave it to me. She is said to be a master of paper cutting. I can ask for some more for you if you like.
Thank you. That is great. But would it be too much trouble? I mean, it must take a lot of time and energy.
It depends. Some kinds of paper cuttings do take a lot of time and energy, while some are easy to make. Paper cuts like this one are easy. With paper and scissors, the lady can make one in 5 minutes.
Amazing. How about those difficult ones?
Sometimes you have to draw the picture first. Sorry, I'm not that clear about all the steps.
That's okay. Actually, what I care about is when you can give me the paper cut you have promised. This is beautiful. What is it? Why do you put it on the window?
This is a paper cut. According to Chinese traditional custom, we like decorating our homes with paper cuts on Spring Festival.
Oh, I see. Where did you buy it? I want one too.
An old lady living in the neighborhood gave it to me. She is said to be a master of paper cutting. I can ask for some more for you if you like.
Thank you. That is great. But would it be too much trouble? I mean, it must take a lot of time and energy.
It depends. Some kinds of paper cuttings do take a lot of time and energy, while some are easy to make. Paper cuts like this one are easy. With paper and scissors, the lady can make one in 5 minutes.
Amazing. How about those difficult ones?
Sometimes you have to draw the picture first. Sorry, I'm not that clear about all the steps.
That's okay. Actually, what I care about is when you can give me the paper cut you have promised.
请听一段独白，完成第十四至第十五小题。
Hi, Raman. It's Christine. I'm afraid I won't be in today. My son isn't feeling well. He has a bad cough, and he's off school. So I've got to take my son to the doctor. But do you remember the training next week? You know, the one about the new computer system? We have planned it for a long time. I've organized the trainer, so there's no need to phone him. I've also booked the room on the third floor. But there are a few other things that need doing. I need you to prepare some notebooks and pens for people to take notes. There will be much to remember. And you'll need to sort out lunch for about 10 people. Talk to Allison, my secretary. She knows some good restaurants we can order from. She has the telephone numbers. You can ask her to help you with it. You can also order lunch from a coffee house if you like. Really sorry to leave all these things for you on a phone message. I might call you back this afternoon and see how you're doing. If you have any problem, call me at any time. Bye for now. Hi, Raman. It's Christine. I'm afraid I won't be in today. My son isn't feeling well. He has a bad cough, and he's off school. So I've got to take my son to the doctor. But do you remember the training next week? You know, the one about the new computer system? We have planned it for a long time. I've organized the trainer, so there's no need to phone him. I've also booked the room on the third floor. But there are a few other things that need doing. I need you to prepare some notebooks and pens for people to take notes. There will be much to remember. And you'll need to sort out lunch for about 10 people. Talk to Allison, my secretary. She knows some good restaurants we can order from. She has the telephone numbers. You can ask her to help you with it. You can also order lunch from a coffee house if you like. Really sorry to leave all these things for you on a phone message. I might call you back this afternoon and see how you're doing. If you have any problem, call me at any time. Bye for now.
三，听对话。根据所听到的对话内容，记录关键信息。对话你将听两遍。
Good afternoon, Hardson Restaurant. Can I help you?
Good afternoon. I'd like to book a table, please.
Certainly, madam. Can I have your name, please?
Kate Smith. K-A-T-E.S-M-I-T-H.
And your phone number, please, Mrs. Smith?
My number is 591-2067.
And how many people will be with you?
There will be 10 people in all.
Okay. And would you like a table by the window?
Yes, please.
And would you like some wine with your meal?
Yes. Let me see now.White wine is my favorite, and I know most people like red wine. Put me down for 2 bottles of red wine.
Okay. And when would you like the table for?
Friday, please. About 7 o'clock p.m.
Okay. At 7 on Friday evening.
Yes. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. See you then. Good afternoon, Hearts and Restaurant. Can I help you?
Good afternoon. I'd like to book a table, please.
Certainly, madam. Can I have your name, please?
Kate Smith. KateSmith.
And your phone number, please, Mrs. Smith?
My number is 591-2067.
And how many people will be with you?
There will be 10 people in all.
Okay. And would you like a table by the window?
Yes, please.
And would you like some wine with your meal?
Yes. Let me see now. White wine is my favorite, and I know most people like red wine. Put me down for 2 bottles of red wine.
Okay. And when would you like the table for?
Friday, please. About 7 o'clock p.m.
Okay. At 7 on Friday evening.
Yes. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. See you then.
听力测试到此结束。